how was that experience?
Okay. Oh, it was fantastic. I didn't think we would see women's cycling like this in Britain. It's been amazing, all of the people that were there on the road supporting us. It's bigger than any race that I've been at, including the Giro in Italy. And to have all the school children out supporting and waving, it was just such an incredible experience today.
The event of competition on the second KOM there, that was quite hard fought, wasn't it?
Yes, there was also someone already up the road, so... but yeah, when you're trying to sprint against Marianne Vos, it's quite a challenge.
And you finished first day, has it sunk in yet?
No, not really. I didn't expect to be there and getting these two jerseys. So yeah, I was coming into the day a bit nervous about how I was going to go because I hadn't raced these girls for quite a while. So no, to come away with the podium, I was pretty happy. So
maybe you got the pro win in St. Louis in January, but does third against this level of competition, is that a better achievement? Is that a big result for you?
Yeah, for me it's a better result. Yeah, I mean, I was so excited about this, and to get a result, especially on this stage, was pretty special. So
question to both of you, but Mick yesterday was talking about how he sees this race becoming the leading stage race in women's cycling within 3 or 4 years. How viable do you think that is based on what you've seen on the road today?
I think it's already there. It doesn't need 3 years. I mean, the crowds were amazing and all the school kids there, and I mean, I didn't even recognise Northampton, and I live, 5 miles away, so it was great.
Yeah, it was incredibly professional, and the way it's all been organised, it really, really has been such a special occasion.
Just want you to know that the men's tour of Britain, that was exactly the same sort of crowds for your race as it was for me.
It was unbelievable. So
I saw your banners.
Consistency appears to be the key for the Queen of the Mountains jersey. Is this now an aim for you to hang on to this, Sharon?
Yes, I'll definitely do my best. It's going to be obviously challenging. The roads are really narrow. And it's obviously not, there aren't any big mountains here, so a lot of it's about positioning and...
How have you come with the travel? Because you only got in from America, was it yesterday, is that right?
Yes, I arrived at 3 o'clock yesterday, so I'm still feeling slightly jet-lagged. Yeah. And I was very awake at 4 this morning.
You worried that there may be to a detriment on the end of the week, or are you hoping that you'll be able to sleep through it and get better for the race?
I'm hoping I'll get through it. I guess it's comes with the territory, so... Yeah, I'll be doing my best, whatever.
Any other questions?
Anna, could you talk us through the finish a little bit? Because all we saw from where we were was the last 100 metres. What went on before that?
I mean, it was fast going into it. I knew the finish, which helped quite a bit. But it's hectic, but it always is for a sprint finish. Like, at one point I was in a good position and in a bad position, and I was like, oh... But Lizzie opened up with about 500 to go, and I knew it was an uphill drag, and it kind of just spread it out quite a lot, and it was just, from then on, it was a drag race, really, so.
Lizzie's team took it up quite a long way out. I think it was
10K, I think. Yeah, I mean, there was a rider up the road, a Lululemon rider up the road, so they had to, and she was just there at like 40 seconds for quite a while, and I think most teams are like, who's going to take it up, and... Yeah, Dolmans took it up pretty early, and which was quite good. There a lot of it caught it like was splitting, and then it came back together a bit. So yeah, I think with attacks going, it kind of in its nature brings the break back. So
you managed to stay in the front group the whole time. Did I know? I think just before Allthorpe, I think it was about 3 groups at that time.
I didn't know it split. But it was like, it would go quite hard through the narrow lanes and then ease off going into the main ones, so I didn't have to panic too much.
You're from Northampton originally. Anyway, were there any particular areas that you knew that you were going to be a bit up running some of that before you...
I knew Harrington Hill was going to be hard, and also Spratton was going to be hard, and I knew the finish with the wind as well, it was going to make it pretty technical, and... Well, I also knew that Northampton's not flat coming into Downgate, so I knew it was going to be an uphill finish, whatever. So, yeah, the wind definitely played a part in it.
Did you feel